Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Welcome, Rabbi Wein. What parsha are we talking about this week?
This is the final parsha in the Chumash of Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, and the parsha B'chukotai. B'chukotai contains one of the two tochachot, one of the two portions in the Torah, where the Torah spells out in almost gruesome detail the evil that will befall the Jewish people when they stray from the path of God, and when they are exiled, and how the world will treat them, etc., etc. And this week's tochacha, so to speak, is not nearly as harsh as the tochacha which we will read in the parsha of Ki Tavo at the end of the Chumash Dvarim, which Moshe describes to the Jewish people in far more stringent and stark terms. But this week's parsha is bad enough, so to speak, in the terms that are involved. I want to concentrate on a great idea that the Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen, the rabbi of Dvinsk, Lithuania, who died in the 1920s, really one of the most seminal thinkers in Jewish life of the past century, he brings this idea forth regarding the Tocho. He has in this week's parsha, he has a review of Jewish history, so to speak, an overview, not details, but an overview. And he points out that in every stop in the Jewish exile, when the Jews first came there, it was pretty good for them. Jews in Babylonia had 600-700 years of prosperity and of relative autonomy before they were crushed by the Muslims. The Jews, when they came to Spain, so they came in the 7th century, and it was not till the 14th century that the troubles really got bad. So they were there 700 years. 700 years were very good. The last 200 years were a disaster. Same thing, the Jews came to Poland. They came at the invitation of the Polish kings. Again, in the 1300s until 1648, the Jews in Poland were privileged. Wealthy and privileged, and they were able to establish themselves very well. If we look at it in perfect hindsight today, we see that from 1648 onwards, for the next 300 years, it's straight downhill. So he says that's that pattern in the exile. The pattern in the exile is that when the Jews come to a new place, so to speak, the beginnings are fortunate. Jews are able to establish themselves. They establish their communities. They're able to feel part of the country. And then for reasons the unknown, he puts it, a wind arises and blows it all away, a tornado. I had Jews in my synagogue in Miami Beach who were German Jews who fought in the First World War for Germany and still had their medals.
So it's always Vayakam Melech Hadash.
It's always something new, have something, you know, we always get blindsided by something that logically should not happen, and it's always against the interests of the country itself. I mean, after the expulsion of Jews from Spain, Spain became a second-rate country. It is only when the Jews returned to England in the 1650s that England began its march to become a superpower. And you look throughout the history of nations and of the world, you'll see that somehow there's a correlation with Jewish fortunes and the fortunes of the country that they live in. The Jews in Germany felt themselves enormously blessed. In the 19th century, Germany was the first country that really extended full civil rights to Jews and made them citizens. And Jews assimilated into German society easily. Even the most orthodox, if I use that word, Jews and Jewish thinkers, Hirsch, etc. I mean, they were good Germans. They were really Germans. And Hirsch said the wry comment, he said that my people, he said, are reverse Muranos. He said, because the Muranos were non-Jews on the outside and Jews on the inside. And my people are Jews on the outside, but they're non-Jews on the inside. They're real Germans. And then what happened was, you know, a wind arose. No one saw it coming in 1925, let alone 100 years before. And in 5 years, 6 years, the whole thing turned over, and we know what happened. So the Tochacha has, unfortunately, it has great relevance to us because it speaks to us. It speaks to our problems. It speaks to our situation in the world. And therefore, we have to take heart from it as well, because of the fact that we see that the tough part of it, so to speak, has been fulfilled over and over again. So then we can expect that the soft part, the good part, the redemptive part, the peaceful part, will also be fulfilled. I think this week when we stand up in the synagogue after the reading of the Torah, and we complete the Chumash of Vayikra, so we say, Chazak, Chazak, V'nit Chazak, to be strong, and strengthen ourselves and others. That's what we have to do. We have to strengthen ourselves in our faith, in our understanding of our unique role in history, and to be optimistic and to work hard in order to bring the better world into being.
The weekly Torah portion of Bichukotai with Rabbi Beryl Wine. Thank you very much, Rabbi. We're looking forward to
Bamidbar. Okay.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.